Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jackie Wickie, and of course she is a very active business and professional women's group in Atlantic. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning.
I know some people are looking forward to, because every year they count on, the Fall Craft Show. So when can we come to that?
It's coming up on Saturday, October 22nd, and it's at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center out at the 4-H Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. As you say, at the community center. You almost said at the 4-H building, didn't you?
I just about did.
But you know what? You were in 4-H when that's what we always called it. So that's
I was.
Yes. And I guess it doesn't matter so much what we call it as long as we know where it is and we get there for the Fall Craft Show. Now, when you have the Fall Craft Show, you have been having just a full house of vendors.
We have. It's very well received with vendors and, you know, people to come and participate. Right now, we have at least 60 spaces sold, so the building is getting full. But I will give you Becky's phone number. That's Becky Bonney. You can contact her at 254-0838. If you hear this and you might be interested, we always have some that may not be able to come, change your mind, or just a few extra spaces. So if you're thinking about it and this kind of prompts you to think a little harder at it, why, give Becky a call.
Okay, if you'd like to be a vendor, still might be a space for you, so call Becky. But you all, as you said, you have about, I believe, 40 vendors. What are some of the things that we're going to be able to see and shop for?
Well, with our 40 different vendors, and some of those have extra spaces because of all of the room that they need, we've got some home-based businesses, which right now is Discovery Toys, Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Scentsy, and Tastefully Simple. And then some of our homemade crafters, they have wood items, jewelry, which is a lot of the biggest things right now is a lot of jewelry, crocheted items, soaps, wood crafts, paintings, food items, and mixes. One person is going to be bringing some reversible Halloween Christmas decor, which that's sounds exciting to see. Cupcakes and the towels with the little embroidery on the edges. Barbecue sauces, floral arrangements, so something for everyone.
And there's always some good, you said cupcakes. I don't know if there used to be some candy. Maybe there isn't anymore. But whatever, there's good things to see and do and eat. And mentioning eating, that always leads me right to something else you have.
You bet. That's one of our biggest things that we're concerned with is we have the concession stand open. And that's another way for us to make the money, plus enjoy all the vendors. We will be serving Sloppy Joe's, hot dogs, potato salad, ham salad sandwiches, and homemade pies.
And you can come and eat there. You have a pretty nice space there to eat. Or, of course, you can take it home.
Make it a fun day out, have lunch with some friends, and we've got to-go containers. So take something home for the rest of the family or for supper.
Right. So enjoy that, too. And the sociability is always fun to sit down and visit with somebody. But if you don't have time, you just want to run in and get something to take home, why, that'll be just fine, too. So you have the Fall Craft Show. You have the Spring Craft Show. You just finished the community garage sale, and you probably have some other fundraisers. I know another one you want to mention.
Exit 113 Dance.
113, yes, is another
one.
And so with, you just must be making money hand over fist. No, I'm kidding, because I know you spend money so well in the community. So I know you want to tell us a bit about how you use all that money.
Well, all of this goes back to the community and to the area. But with all of our great fundraisers that we've been doing, very successful, we have always been giving a $1,000 scholarship. We've been able to give an extra $1,000 scholarship, those two going to a non-traditional student, and that being someone being out of high school for at least 5 years. Depending on their circumstances, you know, they may have to be going back to further their education,
start a new career.
That's right. You never know what has spurred someone on that needs to go back to school after they didn't right at first. So that would be going to that. We also administer two different scholarships that someone gives us some money for. The Penny Collins Scholarship goes to a STEM student. She felt like she'd been passed over several times and discriminated against because of being a woman in these fields.
Science, technology, engineering, mechanics. Not too many years ago, those were not women's fields. I think the women are kind of catching up now, but that help is so important.
coming along. And we also take care of the Bev Menden Memorial Scholarship. She was a very active, wonderful member of BPW for many years. And her family gives the money, but we oversee it, and that goes to a nursing scholarship.
So in addition to those really nice scholarships, I mean, two $1,000 scholarships, that's really nice. But you then also pick out things in the community that need your support.
We do. We get a lot of requests, and we, you know, go through the list, and we do give a lot of things. We support the community meals that are served every Tuesday evening. We, the food pantry, and the last summers and Christmas times, we give money for the Atlantic Theater for the free movies for the kids or anyone else that wants to go. We support the Iowa Western Community College Jazz and Wine, the Police Department Shop with a Cop, Cass County Museum, so that goes through the whole county. That's located down in Griswold. We help with the MS Society, the Trojan Sport Locker, the Atlantic Public Library, SWPCO Summer Fun Bus, and the Atlantic JCs for the fireworks. We just give to so many different things. And this last year, rather than working at the food stand, we decided to put our money towards three awards for the bucket of junk items. And that was very neat to be able to award those things to the kids. So our money goes to adults, kids. And the biggest thing that we have committed to was a five-year commitment at $500 a year for the Ann Wickman Daycare Center through the YMCA. So we're very proud to be able to have that five-year commitment to do that.
Now, obviously, you are always busy when you, just the fundraisers itself, but you do other things all year long, too. So maybe that's one of the reasons you are the largest BPW group in Iowa, because you stay active. And I know people go, really? Yep, that's right, because you just keep drawing in new members. So let's kind of just review quickly some of those other things, activities that you do.
We help with the Koch Museum and the Kiwanis Builders Club, the fire department, the Easter egg hunt, the Young Professionals of Atlantic. We're one of their mentors, the Atlantic PTO, the Atlantic Animal Shelter.
Coming up here close to Christmas, we can come down and see you downtown.
You bet. We will be there for the trick-or-treaters on October 31st. And then again on the first weekend of December, we will be serving hot dogs and hot chocolate for everyone to stay warm for the Christmas parade. And we will be in front of Something for You. Cindy is a longtime BPW member, so she's very graciously told us that we could use her front entryway there. So you'll be able to see us then.
And then in addition to all these things, you do have monthly meetings.
We do. We meet the third Wednesday of every month, and it's always an educational presentation plus a business meeting. And we meet at a different restaurant or someplace where we have catered each month. So we kind of spread the wealth around, you know, so everyone gets to be.
Well, sometimes I know you meet interesting places where mm-hmm. you find out about whatever place. I mean, that's also sort of an educational activity, too, when you meet someplace unique and find out more about that particular place. So how many members do you have?
We are about 47 members right now, which, as you said a little bit ago, we are the largest organization in Iowa.
And what do you have to do to be a BPW member, Business Professional Women? What's the criteria for membership?
Just be interested in serving your community, being involved, and talk to one of us, and we can bring it to a meeting and get you signed up.
Okay. It's, knowing BPW members, you kind of a family. I mean, you really support each other. If you need a friend to just lean on a little bit, you've got a lot of friends in that organization.
We do. It's a great networking organization to, like you said, if you need something, you know, we have a great friendship. You just develop that network and that friendship of great people.
Nationally, are men accepted as members?
Yes, they are. And even locally, if anyone would like to support our organization.
They are welcome. Okay. Remind us the details about the Fall Craft Show.
Coming up on Saturday, October 22nd, from 9 to 3 at the Cass County Community Center out at the fairgrounds.
All righty, come and enjoy all of the good things that you could buy. Buy a gift, buy something for yourself, enjoy some food, enjoy some friendship. So we want to thank you very much, Jackie Wicke, for visiting with us today.
Thank you, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Okay. Till next time, here's a thought. Nothing is more highly to be prized than the value of each day.